Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. The Victorian Government will take up the Prime Minister's offer of sending military personnel to assist in the fight against the latest coronavirus outbreak. Acting Premier James Molino confirmed a request to Scott Morrison for 160 Australian Defence Force members. Victoria today recorded 4 new local infections, taking the current outbreak to 30 cases. Mr. Molino says the major role of the ADF will be door knocking positive cases, door knocking
primary close contacts. If we have those additional ADF staff pairing up with authorised officers, we're effectively doubling our capacity to do that really important work over the next few weeks.
Qantas could soon offer frequent flyer points and other incentives to Australians who get the coronavirus vaccine. The airline has flagged an incentive scheme to boost vaccination rates and reopen state and international borders. Travel vouchers and credits could also be up for grabs. The airline says it's keen to help with the national vaccine effort as it relies on travel. The national carrier is expected to offer about 1,000 Qantas points to people who get vaccinated, which equates to around $20 in value. New South Wales Labor leader Jodie McKay will soon hold a press conference amid reports she may resign from the top job, despite previous pledges to dig in. Ms. McKay has previously vowed to hang on to the leadership, following the resignations of frontbenchers Chris Minns, the transport spokesman and a potential leadership challenger, and Shadow Treasurer Walt Secord. She was expected today to announce a shadow ministry reshuffle. A crushing by-election loss in the Upper Hunter on Saturday has increased the pressure on Ms. McKay's position. A Kakadu case about a contested walking track could have wider implications for sacred sites and the law. The Northern Territory Sites Authority is taking Parks Australia to court over the desecration of a sacred site within Kakadu National Park caused by allegedly illegal works. The relationship between local traditional owners and the Federal Parks Authority has been difficult for years. Parks Australia has claimed Crown immunity and also says the Territories Act is invalid in relation to federal laws on the protection of the environment and biodiversity. Perth Racing is facing an independent review amid claims of serious cultural issues within the organisation. John Jovich, the managing director of Perth Racing, has been dismissed following allegations of serious misconduct. In a statement, the organisation applauded the staff member for their bravery in reporting the allegations. Perth Racing says its immediate priority is to support staff. Turning to sport, Olympic athletes have been told a waiver they must sign releasing Tokyo organisers from liability for COVID-19 issues was standard practice for major sports events. The issue was raised when IOC President Thomas Bach took questions at a conference hosted by the official commission representing athletes. Officials say the waiver is included in the traditional entry form Olympic athletes must sign, which was updated to include COVID-19 related consideration. And Parramatta's long-running contract saga with Mitchell Moses is over, with the playmaker signing a 3-year deal with the NRL club.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
Good afternoon, this is Matthew Caruana here with Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here on this slightly chilly but sunny Friday afternoon. So we're sitting at 16.5 degrees currently. Today we're going to have a top of 17, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's going to be the exact same, mostly sunny, tops of 17. And a cloudy day on Sunday, tops of 18.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Lapston, the Great Western Highway at Capsnack, there's been a car crash of a crash of a car and a motorcycle. The site's been cleared. Exercise caution and expect delays. In Sydney, Oxford Street at Liverpool Street, traffic lights are blacked out. There's been a power failure. All directions of traffic are affected. Police are directing traffic at at the current scene. And in North Willoughby, Penhurst Street at Crabs Avenue, there's been emergency roadwork power pole replacement. One of two southbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution and allow for extra travel time there.
Bum, 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 bum.
This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. Mario, how are you today?
Not bad, Matt. Yourself? It's a little bit windy, you know.
It is.
It doesn't look like right, you know what I mean? So, who are we waving at? Who's passing by?
The pals in the...
Oh, okay. The that's what it is. Well, welcome to another episode of Business Insights with Matt and Mario. We are truly grateful today. We have a 2+1 guest in the studio, but two guests are today. Simultaneously from the Melbourne, and it's a true privilege, Matt. And let's go roll straight away because it's so much questions to ask. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you the first guest in the studio. His name is Simon Bowden. Welcome, Simon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Mario?
Not bad, not bad. Listen, like a curiosity for, like, you know, I mean, it's not a salt on a wound, but Matt and I are very curious. Give us the benefits you as a business coach being on lockdown 7 days.
Well,
that's a good question.
Lockdown for 7 days, you're right there.
Yep.
I think for me, you know, my coaching personally is going online, obviously, for these 7 days.
Yes.
We don't stop because my clients want to obviously continue with what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether it's face-to-face or via Zoom, it doesn't really matter because the accountability and actions are still there for them. So, it does. The 7 day lockdown certainly does throw a spanner in the works by
yes.
all means. And I feel for a lot of businesses out there because they're feeling the pain as a result of the lockdown too.
Simon, you and I recently met, it's not really recently, this was a month ago in Melbourne during the One Networking event. And what struck me about you, you're always smiling and you're always kind. And, you know, life was not so gentle to you and you faced many obstacles in your life. But let's go talk about business. You have almost 30,000 hours plus in coaching. Now, I always aiming to debunk the myth about business coaching. And what I told you in private, I can't say on the radio. So you're going to help me this myth about the business coaching, to introduce our listeners, what is, as a master coach, Simon Bowden, and who he is. So if you don't mind for our listeners to share with all of us in Australia and globally who is tuning in, who is Simon Bowden?
Okay, well, for those that don't know me, my name is Simon Bowden, and I'm an international marketing business coach, as distinct from just a business coach. I'm also a master coach, which means I've coached in excess of 10,000 hours, and and as you just highlighted there, Mario, I think it's probably sitting at about 25,000 hours over 25-plus years.
Yes.
My aim is to look at each business that I coach and identify what's working and what's not working. I throw out what's not working and then replace it with strategies that do work. And I've got about 207 different strategies that I've actually personally put together over those 25 years. And I can almost guarantee the results and return on investment for each one of those. So as a result, I basically can get into a business and I can at least double or even sometimes triple the sales in a 3 to 6 month period in those businesses, subject to the type of business, of course. So that's what I do, and I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do, and I help people succeed.
Well, on that note, you know, opposite me sits the my partner in crime, Matt Caruana, who is venturing on that business, that path to become, not the business, I apologize, on a path to become the voice and the beacon to the everybody who dealing with the mental health. So let's go step back, Simon. In our conversation, and I say something to you, you correct me what was wrong or what was right. 10 years ago, I met somebody who's called the business coach. And he doesn't have 25 years plus like you, which puts you in the top of the pyramid because you really have the experience and the status, right? But anyway, 10 years ago, I met somebody, and very first my networking event, I walk inside, and that conversation with the gentleman was like, what you do, how much money you make, and I was like, just start a business, I have a Gmail address. But next statement was for him, I need a speech therapist because my English sucks and I'm never going to be successful. Right. Honestly, at that moment, I ran to my then wife, you know, I mean, I cried. Like, I was 38 years old, man, I was crying, you know, going to divorce and everything else, and I felt very, very miserable. What do you think about this approach from that business coach? And would you approach me to that way? Would you say to me, well, listen, no, Mario, you're sucking. I mean, English is sucks, man. Now I can't help you.
You need a speech therapist.
No, look, I think, look.
And how are you approaching to the people here? That's the question. How would you approach?
Yeah, my approach would be very different to that, Mario.
Please.
I think from my personal point of view is I need to get to understand who that person is in your case. And try to work out a strategy for that person to succeed. Now, yeah. Whether you're poor in English or not, we can find strategies and solutions around that. But it's about listening to a client. That's probably the number one key element of a business coach is the ability to be able to listen. Many coaches don't, and they just go off on their own tangent and they implement strategies that they think is going to work, but they obviously don't necessarily work because they don't listen to the client and what the client's actually looking for.
So Simon, what differentiates a good coach versus some knockoff who just, you know, they're just giving...
I love this question. Say again, Matt, please repeat this for Simon. Reason why, you know, Simon, he asked you a question I wanted to ask you, and this is the most valid question ever. Say again, Matt.
Yeah, so what differentiates some knockoff coach with someone who's actually good at what they do?
Okay, look, there's the industry, unfortunately, at the moment is unregulated.
Okay.
So there is many coaches out there. On every street corner, there is a business coach. Okay.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but that's a truth, Simon. That's a truth. Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and over the years, I've seen a lot of business coaches come and go as well. So, I suppose for a client that is perhaps let's put it back the other way and say if a client out there is looking for a business coach that is the right coach for them, there is a number of tips that I would actually give those people to find the right coach. So things like. A lot of business coaches at the moment that I come across are only working part-time, for argument's sake. So what does that tell you if they're only working part-time and solely reliant on a second job for income?
Yes.
You know, that doesn't speak very highly for the coach.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm speaking very generalized here because there is some fantastic coaches out there too. So,
oh, no doubt, you know, like there's no doubt. But as I say, like I will glorify your persona, your professionalism, and your extensive background because I was witnessing you and I can compare with the many business coaches who have become business coaches over the night, as you say. And the Simon, before we take the short break with some music, what do you see the most businesses, small, medium, or large enterprise, are you dealing with many, many clients? I know this is the fact.
Yes.
And they're all happy with your services. What do you see the biggest hurdle or obstacle for any business from the moment they start or the moment they're running the business? Do you have any common denominator what we're seeing?
Yeah.
Is that maybe, I don't know, money, maybe we don't have enough friends or we don't sleep enough or maybe we don't know what they're doing?
Do you know what it is, Mario? It's mindset.
Mindset, okay.
Mindset
is probably one of the biggest things because when I get into a business, invariably the business owner is looking for help but doesn't necessarily want to change the way they do things, okay? So because they, you know, I've been in business before and working with business owners and they say, well, look, you know, a certain aspect of their business they've been doing for the last 25 years.
Yes.
And it works. And I can say to them, all right, well, it obviously works. However, if you do it a different way, or I can introduce you to doing that process slightly differently, we could probably get 25% better result. And it's about changing the mindset of business owners in looking at their business, because sometimes they're too close to their business. They don't see the forest for the trees.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's about changing perception sometimes and getting them to look at their business from an outsider's point of view.
Yes.
And looking at it from the point of view of what's not working in the business. So in other words, what's not generating an income in the business? I'm still flabbergasted at business owners out there that have got products or particular services that they offer that do not make money. Full stop, do not make money. In actual fact, in some cases, they actually cost money to supply them to the customer. And I say to them, well, why have you got that product still available? It doesn't make you money. So it's about changing mindset. That's probably the biggest thing, probably in the last, more so probably the last 5 years.
Yes.
As competition is becoming increasingly bigger in the marketplace, we have to drill down and do our due diligence in business more so than ever before, and make every post a winner for them.
Simon, before we go for the break, I just want to cite something to our listeners from your bio.
Yes.
Apart from you live with your awesome partner Naomi and your four children in the southeastern yes. suburbs of Melbourne, you said something that your business come to you very early. Simon stated this: I started my very own lawn mowing round at 7 years old. He will present himself at someone's front door, dressed in his best, cheeky, glinting eyes and winning smile, and offer to mow the lawns. 7 years old boy, he's offering to mow the lawn. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
that's amazing.
Simon Bowden, this is the guy you want in your business. We take a short break, listening to Live 90.5. Business is just at Matt and Mario, Simon Bowden from Melbourne, directly to us from the Ring of Steel City. It's going to stay with us to give you more tips and insights how to perform better in your business. I was just thinking all of this.
Alive 90.5.
to the sound of Alive
90.5.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Hi, it's Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Did you know you can extend your swimming season, reduce maintenance and chemicals with a pool roller and blanket from Dural Pool Shop? An extensive range of pool blankets, including Daisy Pool Covers, Australia's favourite pool cover, is available to view on our website, duralpoolshop.com.au. Or call me or one of our team on 9651 4799. With the current restrictions, why not enjoy your pool longer?
A proud station sponsor.
When you're on the road, remember to keep a safe distance from trucks at all times. Because of their size and length, trucks have larger blind spots than the average car. This means truck drivers can't always see you. So for everyone's safety, be cautious when driving next to or behind a truck. We all need to look out for each other. So take care and be truck aware. A message from the New South Wales Government.
This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5. It's 22 minutes past 12 and we are on air with Simon Bowden. Simon, so we touched on mindset a little bit, which is very interesting.
Yes.
I got to say there's a lot there to unpack if you ask me. Just wondering, so because I work in the space of mental health, right, and like mental fitness, that's my passion. Where do you see people's mental health affecting their business?
And how so? That's a hot question, eh? Come on, Simon. The Simon, ladies and gentlemen, just for your introduction, Simon Bowden, and if I pronounce a Simon Bowden surname improperly, and please, you can chase me. Simon always has the best smile, I must say. So please, Simon, as a Matt ask, how much, Matt, what was the question? How the mental...
So mental health and its effect on business.
It's paramount, actually, and it affects business owners incredibly. I've had people come into my office before, and they'll sit in front of me and they'll say things like, yes, I need you to help me, rectify the business. The business is on a downward spiral. I need help with that. And that'll be the first session. And then the second session, they come back and they'll be sitting there and they'll say, no, look, it's really urgent now that we really need to get in and help. And then the third session will be, I've got a 55-year-old grown man in my office absolutely in tears because he's saying things like, if we don't turn the business around, I'll lose my wife, I'll lose my family, I'll lose the house, I'll lose everything. And when you've got things like that hanging over your head, it makes it very, very difficult to work with a client like that because their mindset is not necessarily on, or they're not focused on actually building their business. They're more concerned with, in most cases, on trying to help the family and trying to find ways of getting through it. And it might be as a result of lack of money. It might be that they can't pay their mortgage. All sorts of things come into play. And so what I do is I actually work together with some very capable life coaches that it may just require a session or two to help them put their minds at ease that this is a process. It's not a process that's going to help them literally overnight. It's going to be in some cases a long-term process, but the thing is they need to be committed and focused on what the outcome is going to be for them long-term, because that's where their future is going to be and that's where the success is going to come from.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, how do I say it? Just the mental health side of things in and business, it's never spoken about. It's very much swept under the rug, and it's like the taboo side of business.
And I think too, even, and I've seen this a lot as well, you know, I talk to a lot of staff members as well as part of my coaching. You know, I might be looking after a business that has 50 staff members. I don't necessarily just speak to the business owner or the CEO or whatever. I actually get in, boots and all, and get my hands dirty sometimes, and go and talk to the staff, because the staff will tell you, honestly, you know, in many cases, how the business is actually travelling, what's actually happening, what's the culture look like within the business. And in most cases, they think that the business owner is the, you know, the person sitting high and mighty in their office making millions of dollars every day, and that may not be the case. As a result, you know, there's a, I suppose it's a, you know, a dysfunctional
environment of the,
between the two.
Yes. So yeah. Simon, please continue.
So therefore, the business owner is trying to put a face on in front of their staff members, you know, and the business might be going backwards at a rate of knots. So he puts a face on rather than trying to do something. In most cases, they put their head in the sand and think that the problem's going to go away, when in actual fact it doesn't go away, and they don't seek help.
Yes.
And then the result is that the, you know, the bank will step in and take over their business, and, you know, the next thing is the business has gone broke.
So, Simon... So you mentioned on the beginning of the interview you have about 207 strategies to assist the businesses, right? But may I ask you, like, this is my curiosity, and I always is going to help everybody who comes to you from this radio show. How, you know, when somebody comes to you, do you ask the questions, or you already see what question is going to come from, let's just say, my mouth? It's going to say, "Hi, Simon, my name is Mario." So, like, yeah, Mario, hi. You see, Simon, because let's going to talk about charges, because the last thing about charges with a business coach is it should be, because, you know they are here to help you, so you're going to benefit one way or another. So, but the first question, what is the first question, let's just say, Matt and I come to you and, you know, hi, Simon, this is Matt and Mario, and you say what?
Where do we start?
That's interesting. So, you know, when you start with somebody, how do you clarify their vision? For example, okay. let's say for figure of the speech, you know, I mean, Matt and I would come to you and say, like, okay, our radio show, we want to have 10 million listeners every minute. Just as I said, like, this is just a figure of speech, nothing to do with the sales or nothing like this. But for example,
I suppose the first port of call is, for me, and it touches on what you were saying earlier in the interview, was it's about me getting to understand and know the client as best I can, as quickly as I can. So it takes a lot of questions for me to sit down. I've got a series of questions that I normally go through and ask that, and there's over 200 questions that I go through. Yes, the problem with a lot of coaches is they assume too much. When you're dealing with somebody's business that could be a multi-million dollar business, you can't assume anything. You have to get you've got to get to the crux of where the issues are, and that takes time, and that takes a lot of know-how, and it takes a lot of research. And it even comes down to looking at their competitors and things like that. So you don't make assumptions based on what your background may show or whatever. So it's about asking lots of questions. Yes, I do go into a business and I can see problems straight away. However, what I try to do is I finalize those and make sure that when I do put strategies in place to rectify issues, that they're the right strategies, not just, let's just plug a hole.
So what if I come to you and say, like, Simon, Matt and Mario here, and, I know I need your help, but my next statement will be, look, Simon, I've been spent time with the 5 business coaches, cost me $20,000, and my wife left me, my mistress left me, the midgets ran away, and the dwarves from my backyard. How do you feel about this one?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, look, I try to be like, you know, the funny, but the reality is, as we stipulated in the beginning, and my experience with business coach, one, you know, I didn't even ask him to be my business coach, he just approached me.
Yeah.
The thing is, let's just say, we all have the some difficult, you know, encounters with the business coaches, any professional business coaches, but
yeah,
you must hit them all the time. And of course, you still keep smiling. I know I saw you, but, you know, how do you feel if I say to you, Simon, I've been there with five coaches, cost me $20,000. Now, what would I invest with you? But I know I need your help. I heard you're good.
Yeah. And look, I keep referring back to, it's about doing the due diligence in finding the right business coach for you, because a lot of people go out there and they find the wrong business coach and it only takes 3 months. They don't get a return on investment. There's no synergy between the two. They can't talk to each other. They've been in, you know, they might have signed a contract for a 12-month coaching session, and they get locked in and they don't know how to get out of it. All these sorts of things. I mean, I've heard some horrific stories of clients that have come to me that have been coached by other business coaches. And I talk them through it. I talk them through return on investment. I talk them through goal setting, and I talk them through accountability. And if they follow what I teach them to the degree that I teach them, I'll guarantee the return on investment for them. Now, a lot of coaches won't do that. Okay, so hence why I've had a number of clients come to me that have been coached by, you know, some of the big franchise organizations, and they've been locked in for a 6 month, 12 month period. They're very reluctant to come and find another coach. However, they're being referred to me, and I just walk them through what should be done and what the expectation of both the client and myself, and see if we can find a synergy that we can work together.
Well, Simon, thank you very much. We take a short break, Simon. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Business Insights with Matt and Mario. That's Simon Bowden from the Melbourne. And we'll take a short break. I'll come back with more questions for Simon.
Alive 90.5.
Home, a place where I can go to take this off my shoulders. Someone take me home.
Where even if there's no closure, I'm still safe. I still ache from trying to keep pace. Somebody give me a sign, I'm starting to lose faith.
Now tell me, how did all my dreams turn to nightmares? How did I lose it when I was right there? Now I'm so far that it feels like it's all gone to pieces. Tell me, why do I never fight fair?
I'm trying to find
home, a place where I can go to take this off my shoulders. Someone take me home.
Cause it's madness on my brain, so I gotta make it back. But my home ain't on the map. Gotta follow what I'm feeling to discover where it's at. I need the
memories
in case this fades forever, just to be sure these last days are better. And if I have any
enemies,
then give me the strength to look the devil in the face and make it home safe. Now tell me,
how did all my dreams and the nightmares, how did I lose it when I was right there? Now I'm so far that it feels like it's all gone to pieces.
Home.
found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home. Crowded streets, but I'm all alone.
I found no cure for the loneliness. I found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home.
Crowded streets, but I'm
someone
all alone.
Take me.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Okay, medical students, who can tell me what blood type A means?
It means that A-type antigens are in the blood.
Very good. And who can tell me what B-type blood means?
Oh, me.
Yes.
A B-type blood means...
Blacktown! Blacktown! Blacktown City! Woo! Blacktown City is in the blood.
And is it a rare blood type?
Not around my neck of the woods.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt here on Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community. We're at 22 minutes to one. And our guest, Simon Bowden. Now, they say it takes 10,000 hours to master something, Mario.
10,000 hours.
Yes.
Jesus. That's a lot of hours.
That's a lot of hours. Yet this man, Simon, has over 25,000 hours as a business coach.
Well, that's making him unique because that's
with
the guarantee.
Clients.
Yeah, with clients. That guarantees success.
Clients.
With clients.
Yes.
Well, that's a something, Simon. So for how long are you doing this? And, you know, before we wind up the first hour interview with you and... why did you become the business coach?
I went through university and I studied to become a visual communicator and graphic designer and marketing expert. And as a result, I opened up a design studio and I quickly grew that to, you know, almost a $2 million business with about 15 staff. But as I was never a designer that actually sat in front of the computer. I was always the person seeing the client. So I was sitting down talking with the client about, you know, where they wanted to go. And as a result, many, many years ago, rather than just sit there and say to them, all right, well, look, you want a brochure, give me a text, give me your photographs, give me a logo, and what I'll do is I'll put it all together, I'll make it look good for you. I was actually sitting down with them and saying, well, look, you know, why do you need a brochure? Because invariably the clients didn't know really what they were actually asking for. So if I was to dig deeper,
yes,
they would actually say to me things like, well, look, sales are not great at the moment. You know, that's why we need a brochure. And I was turning around and saying, well, look, maybe it's not a brochure that you need. Maybe it's something else. Let me have a look for you and we'll see if we can come up with a solution. So in actual fact, with my clients, I was actually coaching them way back then. And... you know, when I was probably, you know, 22, 23 years of age. And they loved me for it because they would never leave. They just thought that was brilliant. So I was getting in and designing their whole 12 months of marketing strategies and then implementing those for them as a result.
Yes.
And it just grew from that. And of course, the referrals started happening. And I just continued growing my coaching business.
Yes.
So I went through back about 16 years ago, I went through a marriage breakup and as a result, I decided to sell my design business, but I kept going with my coaching business because that's where my passion lied. And I've just continued with that. And as a result, I've been pretty much fully booked pretty much the whole way right through.
That's excellent.
That's amazing.
So, Simon, before we wind up, because it's almost 1 hour, the what are you offering to the clients? What services are you offering, Simon?
Okay, so I suppose the way I help my clients is I help them see the blind spots in their business. So we spoke about that earlier. You know, sometimes they're too involved in their business or too close to their business to see in actual fact what's happening in their business.
Yes.
So I help them see the blind spots. I also help the owners by pointing them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be going down the wrong direction and not knowing it. So I can redirect them. And it'd probably be another big one too is I help close the knowledge gap. You know, business owners are good at what they do, but they may not necessarily be a good business owner and know how to run a business. They might know how to make their, you know, their product or deliver their service, but they don't necessarily know how to run a business.
Interesting, yeah.
I also unlock the owner's self-imposed limits and restrictions, and we spoke about that earlier, you know, with, you know, self-limiting beliefs. Oh, I can't do something. Well, I'll show you how we can do something. So that's a big one also. I give an unbiased third-party insight into the business. So, you know, for me, I'm not biased in any way. So they're going to get a realistic view of what their business is currently looking like at the moment, and that could be you know, bad.
Sorry to interrupt you. When you say unbiased opinion, do you see that people find, like I will find a little bit of offended, I must say, if you somebody comes to me, look, this is the bad thing what you're doing. Even I know it's bad, but you know, when you say these things, do you feel resistance from the business owners, or
and then
you smile and it's like, okay, I understand, and then you know, you create the different environment which is more profitable, more sustainable,
everything. Yeah. Oh, look, I've had a business owner, and I'll be honest, I've had a business owner that was a real estate industry. They had a business of about, oh, I can't remember now, probably about 6 or 7 franchised shops down here in Melbourne, and I spoke to the owner of the franchise, and he said to me he was number one in the industry, and I said, no, you're not number one. and I'll prove that you're not number one. You know, out of 7 agents in the area, I showed that he was about number 4, and he was highly offended. And I said, look, if we can't work together, I can make you number one, but you've got to allow me to, you know, to do this for you. And he's just still argued with me to say, well, no, he's number one. And I said, well, what am I doing here? I said, I'm leaving. See you later. So I walked out the door. And, you know, I don't have time for people. If they don't want help, and you know, I can't help them.
Simon,
you've got to be able to see the vision of what I can do for them.
And that's what you created, the vision, because that's the
correct.
Most important. Because from personal perspective, I truly believe I knew everything in the business. Then you know, a couple decisions, small ones, led to the big hurdles, and then I realized that I need a professional help, and I did. You know, eventually I did, and I was told, same like you, now you lost the vision, and secondly, you don't know everything. You're not the number one. But Simon, before we conclude this interview with you, and you know, we know you're offering 150% discount to everybody who's called. You just named the name Matt Caruana. just a joke. But Simon, I'd like to inform first and foremost to all listeners today that interview today is going to be after 6:30 p.m. on our website, alive905.com.au, under the podcast Business Insights with Matt and Mario. As well, it's going to be on LinkedIn, and it's going to be on Facebook. So you can hear the interview with Simon Bolton, and you really want him in business. So Simon, before we conclude our interview today, do you mind to share with our listeners how they can reach you?
Yes, they can either.
Thank you, Simon. That was. Thank you. That. Sasha. Yes, Simon.
Probably,
please.
Probably the easiest way to reach me would be to go onto my website, which is www.simonbowden.com.au.
Simon, truly thank you so much for today. We wish you all the best in Melbourne. And we're hoping that next visit in Sydney, you can acknowledge me and Matt and I can host you directly in the studio.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be a blessing.
Friday 12 to 2 p.m. It's much more interesting being in the studio than on the phone, because, but so like, ladies and gentlemen, I can guarantee you, Simon Bogdan, I met a gentleman several times. I was in Melbourne with him, and it's a somebody who you really, really want in your business. Simon, thank you very much for being the guest today on Alive 90.5.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5. Broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 8850-3888 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, slipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, find a rider.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. When I'm pulling up right beside ya, pop star Lil Mariah. When I text, kick game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas, yeah. We at the top floor, right there off Doheny, yeah. Oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, saucemen in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Brr, brr, brr. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up off.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. My mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich, throw that to the side, yeah.
those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
Alive 90.5.
It's 10 minutes to 1 here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we have our second guest actually on the line. Her name is Dale Stevens, and I'm very excited to get to this interview.
Yeah, look, Dale, she was being scheduled today for the interview. I think that Ring of Steel around the Melbourne didn't let my email to her and a while back. Dale, welcome to the studio with us. We just spoke with your counterpart in Melbourne, Simon Bowden. So, Dale, how was your day so far?
Fantastic. Oh, and I've got goosebumps because with you guys.
Well, that's going to be an interesting conversation with you. So, Dale, for our listeners, do you mind to introduce yourself briefly so they know who you are?
Absolutely. So, I was in a previous life, I was an actor. I was a professional dancer, then I was an actor for many, many years. And so, I'd be developing characters and thinking about what the playwright or what the film director was trying to achieve, and then now in my work as a coach and really a director of how people communicate, it's about uncovering people's characters, and it's really the mining for the gold that is already in them. And I get to work with amazing people, oncologists and corporates and lawyers and, yeah, all walks of life. So life is pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. So, Dale, when I met you first time on a LinkedIn in our group, I was being struck with this, your presentation skills and communication skills. So, you know, in your own words, why communication is important and conveying the message clearly so the audience can understand? Why we are depending so much on communication?
Well, I think at the moment, more than ever, I think there's power in the personal and about leveraging your personality, because forever in the past and forever in the future, business is about people doing business with people. So you need to be personal. You need to create those relationships with people. And yeah, look, I think leveraging your personality is the smartest thing you can do.
And how do you help people to reach this communication level?
Okay, so it really probably comes down to three different things. It's about power, persuasion, and purpose.
Yes,
so
okay.
Power is... Sorry?
No, okay, go on. This is intriguing.
Yeah, so power is about confidence and... being sure of who you are, and developing your character and your characteristics and what's special about you, and also being able to put your message out over video presentations and in the media. And then persuasion is all about how you create different dynamics in your communication. So you come from a heart point of view, you come from a head point of view, you have dynamics in your voice, you have the dynamics in how you persuade people. And purpose is all about where you're heading and why you're doing it, and where your purpose is.
Yeah, so we just spoke with Matt, and I spoke somebody before you, Simon Bowden. So he says, you know, in a business coaching business, it's very important to establish the vision for the business owners. Do you do the same things for the people who come to you to learn how to communicate? Because I presume you can train me for the TEDx speeches. So what is the most important thing you need to establish with somebody before he venture on that path to become a successful communicator?
Look, I have to say, everyone is totally different.
Okay.
Totally different. Everyone's so different.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, sometimes it's people come to me and they've got a clear vision, and so that's fantastic. You go down that path. Sometimes that's uncovered. I mean, people come to me and they've got a whole TED Talk that they've actually already created. So it's not about really creating the vision, because they've got the vision. It's really about how to make it dynamic. So they'll come to me like that. They come to me and they know they want to make a difference. They know that they're not really getting everything out of life and everything out of who they could be, but they're not really sure what that means and where that's going. So then it's more in the purpose area. Well, sometimes they've got the vision and the purpose and they know it and they're confident. But really, what the way they're communicating, to be frank, is boring.
Why would you say that, eh? Why would you say that is boring?
Well, it's boring because their personality is not coming out. They're doing a professional, very serious talk about something. I had an accountant once and he was a very sweet man. But
yes,
when he gave a presentation, he said, "We've been around for 60 years and we help people with their numbers. Here are some of the numbers."
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. It was so, you really would fall asleep. And by the time I finished working with him, he was poetic.
Okay. So he had a different side to him.
Absolutely. Which obviously that's why he was so successful. But is that he would meet with people and do that first professional thing. And then gradually he'd open up and be, and his heart for the people came out. And that's why it's such a great business and ongoing customers.
So, Dale, may I ask you that question? You, when you yes, mentioned that the gentleman who's an accountant, isn't that we are sort of, we coached by society, actually. You know, we go on many presentations and everybody reads the PowerPoint. Isn't some sort of like a conditioning by society how we should talk, you know, I mean, we don't want to step out of the boundaries and be something what we truly are, but rather be what was expected from us to be.
Perfect. That's exactly it. Couldn't have said it myself. I think you should be a communication coach because you're brilliant.
No. Like I was taking advice of the Matt Caruana, who's opposite me, my partner in crime, and you know, I stepped into the acting classes and, you know, it was a very helpful, but as I say, I'm inviting everybody to go on LinkedIn and look for the Dale Stevens, because you're going to be amazed how this lady, she performs when she talks, and that's how you want to be. But please come back to us with that, my question about conditioning.
Yes, yes. So, and that's it. So the thing is, we are conditioned because we hear it, we see it, we experience it. And even if we're bored, we kind of expect to be bored.
Yes. isn't that true? That is true. Like, you know, we expect to be bored, you know, like, I need to go there, but it's going to be PowerPoint and it was going to be, you know, afterwards happy with you know, clapping and everything else. But why we are like this? Why we don't allow ourselves to learn to be ourselves?
So one of the main reasons is that, so if you think about someone, so say if you take an executive who has spent decades being, yes, brilliant, a brilliant leader, you know, brilliant in their field, understanding. So they've got a very high level of expertise,
yes,
in their area. They have little to no training, mm-hmm, in presenting.
Yes.
So the thing is that they it's like if I wanted to play a game of basketball, I would not go on a court to play basketball with other people, even a social sense, if, yeah, I'd never learned any of the techniques. If I didn't know to dribble or I didn't know how to shoot, I wouldn't just go, yeah, let's do it. And it's the same with all public speaking. People think there's this myth that you're born with it, which no one is. People aren't even born being able to talk.
Interesting.
So if you think, yeah, that people are natural public speakers, we're not. We have to develop even talking. So that's a huge myth that people are born with it. People develop it for all different reasons, and they can have a bit of an affinity,
yes,
to be a great speaker, but you're just not born with it. And so we don't get the right techniques. The techniques that people do get,
yeah,
all create a performance.
Well, Dale, we need to leave you here because Matt and I, we're just looking at time. We're going to have the news now. Stay online with us, please, on your phone. To all listeners, we're just going to have the short break. We're going to have the news, the weather, and we'll be back in 3-4 minutes with Dale Stevens from the Melbourne. So, Dale, please keep your thoughts there. We need to stop with the news. That's what it's happened when conversations, interesting time is flying. So,
I've got a lot of questions, so. Yes. Let's do it. All right, guys, listen to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Here, take your